From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says his proposal for overhauling the nation's healthcare system is not a radical plan, nor will it pose any additional financial burden on the middle class. Mr. Obama likened requiring people to have health insurance to the current mandate that drivers have auto insurance. The president made the statements in a blitz of the Sunday television talk shows this morning, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
President Obama appeared on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Univision. He told CBS's Face the Nation that although the current path for health care is unsustainable, there is much resistance to change.
Bringing about change in this town is always hard. When you've got special interests that are making billions of dollars, absolutely they're going to want to keep as much of the profits that they're making as possible. And by the way, those insurance companies, even during these down years, have been making terrific profits.
But on NBC's Meet the Press, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said the main issue is widespread skepticism about the president's health care plan.
The president is selling something that people, quite frankly, are not buying. He's been on everything but the Food Channel.
The president's also appearing on David Letterman's Late Show Monday evening. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The president today said all signs indicate the U.S. economy is beginning to grow again, but he says the employment picture is not going to show real improvement and could decline a bit more over the next couple of months. Russia's president has confirmed for the first time that Israel's prime minister visited Russia earlier this month. Benjamin Netanyahu's office has not confirmed the trip, which reportedly involved discussions of Russian weapon sales to Iran. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev told CNN that Israel decided to keep Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit quiet, and he did not know why they made the decision. Medvedev did not say what was discussed, but Israel has repeatedly objected to Russian arms sales to Iran, including a 2007 deal for the advanced S-300 air defense missile system. Media reports said Netanyahu flew to Russia on September 7 to discuss Russian arms sales to Iran and Syria. Russia has stalled on fulfilling the missile deal, but Medvedev said that any arms sales to Iran, particularly of defensive arms, would increase stability in the region. He added that Israeli colleagues had assured him there were no plans to attack Iran. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
A Colorado man, Najibullah Zazi, and his father will appear in federal court tomorrow in connection with charges of lying to federal agents who are looking into an alleged terrorist plot. New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says among the evidence seized was a laptop computer in a car rented by Zazi.
What was on his computer were 9 pages of handwritten material that refers to fuses or how to put together ignition devices for a larger explosion.
This is NPR. Police in Berlin say they're investigating a doctor who has acknowledged giving various drugs to participants during a marathon group therapy session this weekend. 2 of the people present died and 10 others were hospitalized. The doctor is in police custody. A space shuttle Discovery is en route to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Discovery departed Edwards Air Force Base in California this morning, attached to the top of a modified Boeing 747 jumbo jet. From member station WMFE, Judith Smeltzer reports.
The aircraft carrying Discovery made 2 refueling stops in Texas before landing at Barksdale Air Force Base in Shreveport, Louisiana, to spend the night. NASA hopes to fly the shuttle the rest of the way back to Florida with no additional stops. The 2,500-mile journey is costing the space agency about $1.8 million. Discovery landed at Edwards Air Force Base in California on September 11th because of bad weather near its home base at Kennedy Space Center. The shuttle had spent almost 2 weeks in space and traveled more than 5.7 million miles on its mission to the International Space Station. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smeltzer in Orlando.
At the Emmy Awards ceremony in Los Angeles, Alec Baldwin of 30 Rock and Toni Collette of the series United States of Tara won the honors for Best Lead Actor and Actress in a Comedy Series. It was Baldwin's 2nd straight Lead Actor Emmy. His co-star, Tina Fey, did not repeat, but she did win an Emmy for her Sarah Palin impersonations on Saturday Night Live last year. The Emmys for Best Supporting Actress and Actor in a Comedy Series went to Kristen Chenoweth of Pushing Up Daisies and John Cryer of 2 and a Half Men. The Emmy for Best Lead Actress in a Miniseries or Movie went to Jessica Lange for her role in HBO's Grey Gardens. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.